This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The French news agency is reporting that Somali forces have ended a 30-hour siege by al-Shabaab jihadists at a hotel in Mogadishu. The health minister says 21 people have died. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
A local official said the attackers are dead. He spoke on condition of anonymity. He gave no information about the total number of casualties in the attack on the Hayat Hotel or how many al-Shabaab fighters had been killed. Earlier reports put the number of casualties at 20 or more, with more than 40 people injured. The hotel has been destroyed following a bombardment by security forces to eliminate the assailants who were holed up there. But the official said the building needed to be cleared of any explosives that may have been planted. In a separate attack in Mogadishu overnight involving mortar shells, 5 civilians from the same family were killed. 10 others were injured when mortars landed on their residences near the Mogadishu airport. No one's claimed responsibility for the mortar attacks, but Somali security officials said al-Shabaab had carried out similar attacks many times in the city. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Turkish authorities are investigating a pair of secondary crashes at emergency sites that killed at least 35 people. In both cases, first responders tending to earlier collisions were among the dead. The first tragedy happened Saturday morning when a passenger bus collided with emergency teams that had responded to a crash. Turkey's interior minister says 3 firefighters, 2 paramedics, and 2 journalists were among the 15 people killed. Hours later, 20 people died when a truck plowed into first responders and onlookers at the scene of a crash near a gas station. The interior minister says a police officer was among the victims and 2 drivers were detained. This is VOA News. China's agriculture minister says it will try to protect its grain harvest from record-setting drought by using chemicals to generate rain. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Factories in the Southwest waited to see whether they would be shut down for another week due to shortages of water to generate hydropower. An official newspaper quoted the agriculture minister as saying the government will take steps to ensure the autumn grain harvest, which is 75% of China's annual total. Factories in Sichuan province were shut down to conserve power for homes as air conditioning demand soared and the temperatures as high as 45 degrees Celsius. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Russian authorities have reported shooting down Ukrainian drones in Crimea, while Ukrainian officials said Russian forces pressed ahead with efforts to seize one of the few cities in eastern Ukraine not already under their control. The Russian military also kept up its attacks in Ukraine's north and south. In Crimea, which Russia annexed from Ukraine in 2014, authorities said local air defenses shot down a drone above the headquarters of the Russian Black Sea Fleet. It's the second drone incident at the headquarters in 3 weeks. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky looked ahead Saturday to the country's upcoming Independence Day, saying that Russia's occupation of captured territories was temporary. Ukraine celebrates Independence Day on August 24th, which also coincides with 6 months since the Russian invasion. Does Finland's prime minister have a right to party? Some residents say no. AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports.
In a leaked video, Prime Minister Sanna Marin is seen dancing and singing with friends at a private party. The 36-year-old leader also poses for photos and joins group hugs. She's clearly having a good time. The question is now arising in Finland if it's appropriate for the nation's leader to be involved in such party going. Marin herself said she did nothing to be ashamed of and it did not interfere with her work.
We didn't have any government meetings during that week and I had time off and spent it with my friends and did nothing illegal.
I'm Karen Chamas.
This month will mark 25 years since Diana, Princess of Wales, was killed in a car crash in Paris, August 31st, 1997. She was 36 years old at the time. And recapping our top story, the French news agency is reporting that Somali forces have ended a 30-hour siege by al-Shabaab jihadists at a hotel in Mogadishu. The health minister says 21 people have died, more than 40 people injured. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.